The Neo Urban Chronique by Froggy the Frenchy. Hello everybody, dear friends, vanakom. Incredible but true. It is always interesting to read the green column of the news and notes. In one of them, I found, unweed and enrich your mind with some incredible stories that will remind you why we must continue fighting for our planet. Immediately, I say to myself, yes, I want to unweed and enrich my mind. Then, I have spotted an incredible story, completely credible and true, about voracious locusts, the farmer's worst enemy in more than 65 countries. Possessing gargantuan appetite, unparalleled in the insect world, 10 million locusts can devour 200,000 tons of green food in just 24 hours. 200,000 tons. Again, immediately I say to myself, how can 10 million humans eat in 24 hours? Of course, the optimum food intake depends of your age, lifestyle, and activity level. If you are big, small, skinny, fat, depressed, euphoric. If you are vegetarian, vegan, or carnivore. If you are a good, alive, ascetic, aesthetic, athletic, somatic, sympathetic, antipathic, bulimic, cynic, anemic, scientific, cyclotimic, specific, analytic, materialistic, eurosceptic, globalistic, stratospheric, etc., etc. Also, it depends of what kind of green species you belong to. Knowing that there are 295 types of green color, 24 shades of green color palette, and 20 funky color name for green. There are plenty of choice. Assume that in a pale green rich country, very pale, pale green, the average food intake in 24 hours is a minimum of 1.81 kg with 2,000 calories. 10 million will eat 80,100 tons of food, or 9% of what eat the locust. Gosh, these locusts are truly voracious. But in order to be funny, to mess with your head, I ask these bestial questions. What is the ecological footprint of this 80,100 tons? Are we too a voracious species? A gluttonous, rapacious, an omnivorous predator in our way? Maybe, maybe not, maybe completely, maybe a little bit, maybe perhaps, maybe. Anyway, don't freak out in case you freak out. The answer will be in the news and not one day. It is good that the Green Column want to remind us why we must continue fighting for our planet. I admit, I think about it the morning, and then I forgot the afternoon. Did I ever fight to save the planet? Against who? Yes, I can answer only against myself, the Homo sapiens sapiens modernicus debilicum inside of me, who, by the way, take a nap on Sunday afternoon after a week of cyberniticum debilicum modernicus. You know what I mean. For example, in the green column you can read, I summarize, that we are at a crucial point in world history. The imperative of global action of climate change is clear. The answer must be clear. The world needs to be to come together. Trust is crucial. Okay, no problem, but the world is big. With whom can I come together and trust crucially? I scratched my head, rolled my eyes, and drank a glass of water. Water! Water, of course, hallelujah! Here was one answer. Without food, we die in 3 weeks. Without drinking water, in 3 days. We know it, nothing new about that, but all the same, 3 days. My God, 3 days, it's very short, and we need almost 2-3 liters by day. Luckily, in the news and note, I have written under the title Green Matter the advice of the Water Group in order to help Auroville become a water-sensitive city. Take the pledge to catch every drop, turn off, tap, reuse the wastewater. There is a list of stuff like that to do. Who can save up to 1,120.35 liters a month? Then, will I follow this advice? Will you follow? Will he follow? Will there follow? Will we together follow this advice? Suspense. Maybe yes, maybe no, maybe completely, maybe a little bit, maybe perhaps, perhaps, maybe. Anyway, don't freak out in this case, in case you freak out. Again, the answer will be in the news and note one day. It's surprising what the news and note can provide as answer. But it is like that. What to do? C'est dingue, non? Amazing. See you next Friday at 10:30 in live or when you want on the Auroville site, both podcast. Ciao, bye bye.